Alright, what's up guys? How's it going? Long time. It's been a long time. I'm sorry about that. As you guys know, if you do follow the show, first of all, thank you for listening. Appreciate that. I would say thank you for watching, but not all of my episodes are on video. But yes, I've been gone for a while and for good reason. I started a new job. I think I mentioned it before. I've been training for it for the past 2 weeks or so. Had my first couple days on the field last week, which was, it's a tough week. Do indoor sales during Thanksgiving, but had some really good appointments. I'm grateful for that. But, you know, like I said, I wanted to talk to you guys before the midterms. But I'm kind of a superstitious person, you know? I felt like if I were to do that and something would have happened, I would have felt responsible in some way. It's like my favorite basketball team is Toronto Raptors, right? I used to love watching the Raptors play. I was a huge fan of DeMar Rosen. And when he was on the Raptors, that was a great season. So every time I'd watch, they lose. Go to the game, they lose. You know, like what? So I just said, you know what? I'm not gonna watch the game. Not going to watch as much. You know, then I just started following it on like the ESPN app, whatever. Anyway. And they start winning. If I'm not watching, they're winning. So maybe that's one of the reasons why part of me didn't just jump on real quick and make an episode. But let's talk about it. I'm going to talk about it, and I'm not going to apologize for the language going forward because, you know what? Fuck it. Why not? Why not? Who knows how much longer we'll have this quote-unquote free speech? And I'm not even hinting at Elon Musk or, you know, there's no side angle there. That's the truth. You know, we don't know how much longer we'll have freedom of speech. Truly, I think we're upon the days where we're going to end up with a Demolition Man type scenario. If you remember that movie with, was it Wesley Snipes, Sylvester Stallone, and I believe Demi Moore? I forget. That's such a complicated name. Four letters, and it's so freaking complicated. Anyway, remember that movie? It takes place in the future. He's a cop, and he starts cursing. And what appears to be almost like an Alexa is nearby, prints out a ticket, gives him a ticket for violating the language law, whatever the law was. And, you know, every time you curse, wherever you are throughout the city, it would just print out. Now, number one, in the world that we're in right now, you and I both know this government's not going to allow anybody to print anything. It'll probably be a digital copy. It'll go to your, it'll affect your social credit score. It will definitely charge your account automatically. Hopefully you have the funds in there to cover it. If not, well, let's just say you don't want to go negative in a government-owned bank account. You know, they're the last people you want to owe, from what I understand, from what I've seen. What was I talking about? I got on a little tangent there. I don't know. Oh, yeah, the election. Wow. Yeah, that's... pick your state, man. You know, you guys know I've been going on and on about New York and all the crime and all the craziness between Mayor Adams, right, and Kathy Hochul or Hochul, however she wants to pronounce it. Who gives a shit, right? She's garbage either way. Like, it's just insane, right? You live in a city... literally in shit. Rats everywhere, homeless people everywhere, garbage everywhere. Like, there's no signs of them fixing anything. It's filth everywhere, and it's just getting worse and worse. This is the governor who's in office. There's an election, and the people allegedly voted her to stay in office. I don't understand that. It's almost like picture this. Hope you're picturing it very graphically. Taking a shit in a toilet and clogging it. And instead of unclogging it, you just shit more on top of it. And just keep piling on the shit. That's almost what this is like. Kathy Hochul created this problem, this massive issue. Same with Mayor Adams. All these people working together with the super Democrat mentality. Right? Catch and release. Not, you know, bail reform. Unbelievable. The wokeism. They created this problem in the city, And instead of voting them out and trying some new blood, Lee Zeldin, no, keep them in there. Maybe next year, maybe January is when things will change. They could have changed all this time, but no. Maybe this election they'll do it. Come on. Part of me gets frustrated because I'm like, are there really people out there who think like that? And part of me is like, maybe this is all some BS, some garbage. Maybe all these people didn't vote this way, right? Uh-oh. Here I go. About to get canceled. Oh, well, make it quick. You know, maybe that's what this is. Who knows? Maybe it was all... Look at Arizona. Look what happened in Arizona. You're going to tell me they elected Katie Hobbs? They voted her in? This woman didn't even show up for the freaking debate. She refused to debate. I think it was like the first time in decades. I want to say 40 years, but you know, the fact checkers will get me. I'm not too sure about it. If you know, let me know. But I think you refuse a debate? Like, why? You're running for office. Why wouldn't you want to be in front of the camera, in front of the people who are going to allegedly elect you as the new governor? Well, for whatever reason, maybe she knew that she didn't need to waste her time doing that. You know, I mean, if you really think about it, from what I was reading, the only real campaigning she did was at colleges, okay? That's probably one of the most wokest place in the country at this time, in most colleges. So maybe that's where she got a lot of her votes, possibly. But wouldn't you want to get the people outside of college? You have this massive audience who would listen. I know I myself would just watch to see how they duked it out. How, you know, let me hear. I honestly haven't heard a real Katie Hobbs speech that wasn't looked forced. The woman looks like someone has a gun to her back and she's just reading. You know, like terrified, like it's a ransom note. Please send 15. You know, it like she's about to have a heart attack while she's doing this press conference. I don't know. Either that or she's constipated. Maybe both. Who do, you know, it is what it is. I wish her well. She's the governor, supposedly. They're still counting votes. I don't know. From what I'm reading, Katie Hobbs. What I'm... Oh, my God. Yeah. What I'm reading is Carrie Lake is working on suing the state. Is working on... Because some counties aren't even... What is it? Verifying or confirming the election? Certifying. That's the word. Some counties aren't even freaking certifying it. It's not just one county. It's many counties. Plus, there should be some serious overhaul in this voting system. We can't go into a new presidential year in 24 with the same bullshit that we're dealing with. It should not be this hard of a process. Our friends to the south, I'm sure you heard of it. If not, Brazil right now, they are fighting. The people of Brazil are on the streets going crazy. Not crazy, but they're protesting. That's what I mean when I say crazy. They're protesting. They got even the farmers are involved. The truckers are jamming the highways. It's a massive protest. The reason being, they felt like their election was rigged or was what's the best way of saying it? I already said rigged, so I don't want to say that. Their election wasn't factual, isn't certifiable, isn't. Their election was questionable. So, you know, which leads me to something else. You know, what happened to the time where you could ask a question? Remember that? Remember those days where it's like, no question's a dumb question. Ask away. Go ahead, ask the question. Now it's like you can't even ask the question. You can't question the vaccine. You can't question the companies that create the vaccine. You can't question some government officials, what they're doing with the money. You can't question these programs that they're running. You can't question anything. You start asking too many questions and they put you on timeout. You're a bad person. Why are you so curious? Why do you need to know the answer? That's bad. And that's the way we're performing as a country. Going forward, I don't see that changing unless there's some massive overhaul. And by massive overhaul, I mean the next election, 24, needs to be completely, we need to do a complete 180. So whoever's running, whether it's Trump or DeSantis or whomever, needs to turn this country around. And guys, I'm telling you, we're not even in 23 yet. We're still in 22. It's going to take a lot. It's not going to be freaking easy. It's not going to be like, okay, new president, switch it on. No, no, no. A lot of damage has been done. And as you can see, will continue to be done until 2024. Again, assuming that election is certified. It's true. Yeah, this episode's probably going to be pulled off the air. Oh, well. This is what it is. At least I kept it real. You know, shit. I'm telling you. I mean, it's only a matter of time. And I know you guys, you might feel it, and you just don't want to believe it. But I truly believe it. I truly believe that we're losing everything. Freedom of speech. Think about it. It's not just online. If your company that you work for sees what you're writing and they don't like what you're posting online, bye-bye job. See you later. You don't align with our views. You should not be employed here. In some states, like I know in New Jersey is a fire at will state. That means that for any reason, they'll could fire your ass. That's how I took that, as I'm being fired. So I didn't get fired for that reason, but I'm just saying, that's how I understand. Been fired a few times. It is what it is. Hopefully I won't get fired from this job. That's my, that's basically why I've been working harder than most. And plus, I want to be good. Like, I want to be, successful. I want to make some money. It would be nice. I heard that's a good thing. It's a good thing to do. Make some money. I don't know. Figured I'd give it a shot. See what happens. But yeah, I worry about the 24 election. I worry about not being able to ask questions. If we're getting yelled at now, getting penalized now, banned, censored for asking questions in 2022, what the fuck's going to happen in 2024? You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, they're going to ease up on it now. Oh, okay. Why? The government, once they get power, it's like a drug. They need more, more, more. They haven't given, look at the history. Look at history. Since 9/11. We've slowly been losing our rights, and some can argue that even before then it started. Something has to change. I don't know who's, that's why I'm saying I hope Trump runs in 2024. He says he's going to run. I hope it's true. I hope they don't magically make up some evidence and lock him up, which my gut tells me that's what they're going to do. This is my theory. Can't fact check me on it. I feel like what's going to happen is close to the election, they magically come up with the evidence that they're looking for, that they need to kick Trump out of the race for whatever reason. That is the only way I could see them winning. Because even if Trump doesn't run, right, DeSantis can run. But from what I'm hearing, DeSantis, who I've been thinking was the best governor ever, some people are coming forward with evidence saying that he's not so great. That he's been maybe colluding a little bit with Dr. Fauci at some of these, WEF events or whatever. World Economic Forum events. Who knows, right? It's all conspiracy. But you could ask the question. Go ahead and ask. Maybe you'll get the answer. Or maybe you'll get banned. Shit. Who the hell knows? And like I said, it's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. That's where I'm at. Thanksgiving was a mess. I worked. Had some turkey from Trader Joe's. Nice little setup. It wasn't too bad. The mess, I'm meaning I was a mess. Because I was hoping by Thanksgiving I would have at least one sale, one something, you know, to really be like, all right, I did that, you know, that sucks. And now here I am on Monday, still waiting for that, all right, little, you know, fist bump, whatever you want to call it, a little like pat in the back, saying, all right, I did accomplish one goal, you know, that's always a plus. I want to end the new year accomplishing one goal. That'd be nice. But hey, we got whole December. We got all of December, right? It's a long month. It could happen. It could happen before then. I'm hoping. It better. I'm praying. I hope. You know. It's tough, man. I fully understand how people are like stressed out in this economy. You know, with the economy, with holidays. I mean, things keep going up and up, and businesses aren't doing as well as they used to be doing, and if you're making commission or making, you know, or counting on those sales, you're not bringing home as much, but you still have to, you know, pay your bills and still have to, you know, contribute something to society, to your home, to your family, whatever you're working for. So I understand completely how, you know, you see all these reports about depression. People are lining up to get medication. They're talking about legalizing marijuana here and legalizing marijuana there. You know, you see the ads on TV for medication, prescription. Are you depressed? Do you get tired at times? Do you feel sad for no reason? You know, take this medication. It could also, side effects include blood clotting, heart attack, stroke, you know, brain cancer, castration, like just random things that didn't even make any sense. And people are buying it. People are buying it, you know. So whether or not this virus was man-made, released by who, World Health Organization, I don't know who, you know, or by China, you know, we don't know. But look how much damage it has caused, from, you know, just depression, suicide, anger, like, you know, just people just tearing up stores, committing crimes for no reason, because they can't control their own mind. You know, they're just, the whole world is all upside down, and they just can't get a grip on it. You know, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that was the design. Maybe that's the true disease. Maybe the true disease is in the death. Maybe the true disease is surviving it. Maybe that is the whole point of the virus, right? You become, I mean, where you become, not a, I don't want to say a slave, but you become, I guess, almost like a, that's the best way to describe it. How would you say that? You're reliant. You have to keep working, right? Retiring now for many is out of the picture. You have to continue to keep working or be in a position, hopefully before this COVID took place, where you were comfortable financially and safely, securely. And you have to understand that with inflation, your retirement benefit, you know, you may have put away $500,000, but that $500,000 may not carry you as for the rest of your life because of, you know, the administration that we have right now with inflation, with COVID, lockdowns, all of that. Maybe that was the whole idea. And the deaths were, you know, a side effect. Again, who knows? What do I know? I'm just pondering, just asking out loud. You know, I'm not asking an authority figure. You know, I'm just asking out loud questions that I wonder. And I'm asking them, I don't know why my lips stuck together. I'm asking them out loud because who knows when the next time I'll be allowed to. Was that the plan of the disease? To make people sick enough to be reliant on medication, whether it's mental, whether it's physical, right? Or both. Because pre-COVID, did you feel the same way? Were you happy pre-COVID? Were you sad pre-COVID and now you're happy? I highly doubt that. I truly doubt that. Unless, like, you're Pfizer, you know, or Fauci. Then maybe you were sad before and happy now. But other than that, I don't know many. I also don't know many people. So please let me know if you're one of these rarities, or in my mind a rarity, who was, you know, sad pre-COVID and super happy now. But don't worry. If you're sad now, there's a new iPhone 14 coming out, guys. New PlayStation 5 video game, just in time for the holidays. Hey, by the way, there's this new prescription drug that you can take that'll fix all that. Yeah, it has some side effects, but don't worry. We have medication for the side effects. Well, if that makes you sad, you can just get some medical marijuana and you'll be all set. That'll get you. It's far enough until it runs out, and then you have to get something stronger and stronger. And there goes the wonderful circle that I'm creating in my mind. I'm making all this up. I don't know if this is the truth, right? I don't know if this is what, you know, who, for all we know, COVID could have just been a disease by bats. What is it? Bats were having sex or something. They were eating soup or something. I don't know. People were eating the bats. It was bat soup. What was the story? What was the lie that's never been proven? That there's no evidence of. So show me the bowl. Show me the restaurant sign that says bat soup $2.50 or whatever they charge. I don't know. I'm just assuming that I came up with the number $2.50 because bats don't really have like a lot of meat, you know. So, and you're thinking like it's China, so their costs are already low. How much can water cost, you know? So bat soup, I'm assuming $2.50 a bowl. Show me the remnants, you know, skeletons. They're eating the bones too. Show me the pot that was boiling the stew, boiling the soup, you know. And more, let me see the receipt. There's no receipt. You won't got a receipt. All right, you paid cash. There's no sign, bat soup sold here. No, nobody took a selfie. If I'm going to China and I see a bat soup for sale sign, I'm taking a selfie. If I see a rat soup for sale, anything unique, I'm taking photos. Because why not? No one else thinks like that. I'm the only one. I'm just saying. Hey, do these people have Yelp? I don't know. I don't know. Whatever the Chinese WeChat, don't they got a Yelp on there? I don't know. Very strange. Or the other alternative, right? It was a lab leak. Whoopsie. Whoopsie doopsie. It just slips out. We have all this level of containment. 7 layers. Or whatever the case is, right? We have all of this, but somehow it's escaped. Wow. And what's crazy about it all, and this is what really makes me paranoid and ask more questions, is why the hell isn't the freaking government, the fucking government, why the hell aren't they looking into it? Where did this originate? Why did they give up on the search? You're going to tell me you're more curious about what the hell Donald Trump has in Mar-a-Lago than you are what caused the death of how many millions or how many people? Meanwhile, Clinton, 33,000 emails, and Bill, how many stuff did they have? Obama supposedly had a whole bunch of shit. No, they're more important. It's more important to find out why Donald Trump had unclassified documents labeled classified. We gotta know. That's why I'm suspicious of the whole situation. Maybe it was all part of the plan. So what do you do? What do you do now? We're here, right? We can't go backwards. We can't change the past, from my understanding. Not yet. What do you do? Protect one another, okay? Protect one another. You do that for how long? How long can you protect one another, help each other out? Hey, man, sleep here. Here, I'll share some of my food with you. Hey, you need some money? Here's some money. You can only do that long enough until you can't, right? Your supplies are going to run low, whether it's food, water, money. We're eventually, and I'm going to keep it, be honest, you and I both know, eventually, if they continue with this protocol of lockdowns and all this craziness and inflation goes up and things become scarce and scarce, whatever, eventually there'll be mayhem, chaos. Helping thy neighbor will go out the window. Maybe that's also part of the plan. Eliminate one another. Right? Divide and conquer. They divided us. Now we're going to destroy each other. And then it'll be easier for them to conquer. Because there'll be less. And the ones who are remaining will be easy to manipulate and easy to control. Because they've already been programmed all this time. They've been following along. They've been a good citizen. They know the rules. They know not to break them. Because they remember what happens when they break rules. That's what we're experiencing now. Maybe. And that's, if you don't know that, I'm talking about the January 6th people. They're being treated like murderers because they didn't agree. Their questions, they didn't agree with the situation. Brazil is going through it right now, like I mentioned. China. Workers over there, if you haven't seen, turn on China TV or whatever you're listening to, whatever you watch or get your news from. Real news, if you could find it. You'll see in Shanghai, there's protesters, workers who are protesting, throwing barricades, fighting back, because apparently there's a facility being built, or has been built, of trailers stacked up top one another. Almost like a storage yard where people are inside. Each one gets their own trailer to, I guess, until they are clear of COVID. Plus, until their passport, I believe, has to turn green. So I'll scan, you know, COVID passport. Remember those? Yeah. They got that. So they're there, and from what I'm understanding, that's something they have to pay for. That comes out of their bank account. And then I just saw something on, you know, right before I recorded this episode, of drones spraying some kind of chemicals on the city, on the buildings, flying around, spraying downtown, spraying the walls and the buildings with a speaker system, screaming to citizens to stay indoors, close your windows. Allegedly, this chemical is to kill COVID. Allegedly. Again, I don't know. Who do you ask? And who dares to ask? Can't ask questions. That's not a good citizen. Those very scary times that we're in. So, this holiday season, make the best of it. I mean that sincerely. I'm not trying to be like negative. If you listen to what I'm saying, if it makes any sense, you kind of see where I'm coming from. You know, the great Alex Jones tried his hardest to kind of hint towards this a few times. People dismissed him as crazy. Conspiracy theorist. And I don't agree with everything Alex says, obviously. I mean, but the guy has a pretty good percentile as far as, you know, being right. And that's much better than any of the news media stations that I know, that I watch. CNN, Fox, NBC, CBS, whatever. New York Times. And that's why I think the way I think. Because I listened to that, that made sense to me. And then if you really put it into perspective with the way we know how people, you know, the way this government is, we know how people in power are. They want more and more control, more and more power. They got the money. The money's not the problem. They got that. You think they care about your money? No. They got the money. They just want to use your money to fund their dreams. Why use their own? But their most number one priority is control. Ultimate control. I guess that gives them the rush that they can't buy. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Some people are very competitive like that. I would stab their best friend in the back to get ahead. Maybe that's what the type of people who are politicians are. Maybe that's the people who are running the country. Again, who knows? Who's going to ask? Not me. A lot of questions. Yeah, I had to get that out. Why the fuck not? Who cares? Like, I'm just going to ask. I'm just going to put it out there. I have nothing to back up anything I said in this episode. Absolutely nothing. But you could feel free to Google it. I ain't got no links. I ain't got no sources. Why the fuck not? I don't know. I'm just going off of what I see. Going off of what I read. Yes, I read. Not much. Paragraph. Maybe two or three paragraphs a day. I mean, it's a lot for me. But no. Do your research. Think about that. Think about the future. And I'm not talking 5 years from now. I'm worried about between now and 2024. That's going to be a big problem. So I think the next year, I think this time next year is going to be this world's going to be completely different if things don't change. Again, I'll leave you on that happy note. Enjoy the rest of your night, guys. Appreciate you. Talk to you soon. Be safe. All right, peace.